Web development is an enthralling field you can explore, discover, and master. As a learner, you can access many libraries and frameworks to help you develop web-based projects. Yet, at times, choosing one and getting started can be challenging. But when it comes to learning React.js, it's a relatively easy choice. You have probably heard of React if you've been learning or using JavaScript. React.js, one of the most popular JavaScript libraries, provides comprehensive features that make it an easy-to-use and popular tool among developers. React frameworks are rapidly expanding, allowing developers to create complex, efficient front-end abstractions with less code and in less time. And with so many React.js jobs out there, it's easy to see why React knowledge is so sought after. If you want to make it big in the development world, learning React is the way to go. As Ed Martin writes in his book, React is a robust UI library that provides an alternative that massive firms like Airbnb, Netflix, Facebook have adopted. C is the way forward. React was designed to be used incrementally from the start, and you can use as little or as much as you need. So, whether you want to try it out, add some interaction to a simple HTML page, or build a sophisticated React-powered app, let us help you get started with React. So, what is React? It's a JS library for creating UI. Every React web app comprises reusable components comprising various user interface elements. For instance, we may have a separate component for the menu bar, one for the footer, another for the main page, and so on. React is one of the fastest-growing front-end frameworks in history. No other front-end framework in history has grown as fast as React in such a short period. It is a testament to how popular React is with the developing community. Today, React.js is used by big shots like Facebook, Uber Eats, and Dropbox. It dominates over 40% of the web development market. Unlike other frameworks like Angular, React does not impose rigid code conventions or file structure guidelines. As a result, programmers and companies are free to establish their standards and apply React in the way that works best for them. React uses declarative instead of imperative syntax. It's an easier way to develop apps, and here's why. You can develop quickly because you don't have to tell the app how to represent the state you need to declare what you want to happen. It's fast, easy, and has less room for human error. Because React is so adaptable, you can utilize as much or as little of the library as you require. When it comes to web development, React offers it all, from its virtual DOM to JSX, server-side rendering to components, and even a vast community. And that's the number one reason why its popularity is skyrocketing. But is React the same as React Native? As developer Kingsley Yuba says, React.om uses HTML, CSS, and JavaScript for layout. Styling enables developers to build interactive UI. On the other hand, React Native uses native UI components API to develop cross-platform mobile apps. In a nutshell, React Native is similar to React but employs native components as building blocks rather than web components. However, both of them are open-sourced by Facebook. React.js is a fantastic addition to applications that require component reuse. Great user interactions, or insane animations. It's an extensive UI library for developing projects for small, medium, and even large-scale enterprises. It's component-based, which means you can break an interface into reusable components to create dynamic user interfaces. It is similar to how design systems work, where developers provide designers with one source of truth, making it easier for big companies to work across different tech platforms. React.js is gradually overtaking its competitors, Vue.js and Angular, as the preferred framework for building web apps among developers. As Artemij Fedosjev writes in his book React.js Essentials, React brings profound ideas on how to work with the DOM. Manage your application's data flow. Imagine UI elements as individual components. Compare it to other libraries / frameworks in the developer community. React continues to grow tremendously and shows no indication of slowing down. From simple to-do list web apps to markets, dashboards, etc. With React, you can build any tool that runs on the web. React has a huge community of developers who are passionate about it. They help keep the open-source React library running. Everyone can contribute their parts. Plus, the awesome tools you can use with React, like the React Profiler and the React Dev Tools, make it even easier to get started. The best part, it can be integrated with almost anything, including Bootstrap, Tailwind CSS, Redux, Firebase, etc. So, should you learn React? In short, yes, React is constantly evolving, and so is the community. So, kick off your React.js journey today with Mars Devs. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.